Now that we are beginning to reach a level of understanding of the basic format that is the foundation for your cooperative focus within the larger view, it is possible to expand into more levels of information. These are not at the physical activity level, but in the more important area of using creative thought. Inasmuch as you are a focus fragment of the Creator's awareness, it is now time for you to begin to fulfill your purpose of expanding the use of the holographic concept that has been the vehicle of your trip into the third-dimensional experience. This is not a process intended to overwhelm or cause resistance within your awareness. These concepts are known to you at a deeper level. It will seem quite familiar provided you relax and follow the wording. These will begin to stir the inner remembrance process. It is within your understanding that a fragment of a whole can, through the holographic process, depict the whole. It is through the projection of light through the fragment that the illusion of the whole from which it came is reproduced so that the nature of the whole can be known. If this is the case, then you are a picture of the whole from which you were projected. If this is true, then how can there be a diversity in what is seen all around you? Shouldn't this be a world of exact replicas? If the source of the replicated whole were limited to one focus of experience, then that would be true. However, if the whole of that source is multidimensional and within its makeup holds potentiality of multiple focus of purpose, then the projected fragment draws upon the unlimited fields of possibilities. Thought provides the mobility that allows creation to flow into manifestation. Thought has the potential of thinking within and upon itself. This is another way of describing free will. Thus, these added levels of activity enable endless variety to be present. Now, if that is true, why isn't every fragment totally different? You were created in the image and similitude of that which projected you into existence. Here, the law of attraction is similar yet different is seen at work. If that was absent, then there should be no exchange of thought and creation would be just an unending field of unrelated diversity. Enter what you call intelligence, which is nothing more than thought thinking within itself and observing itself observe itself, a spiraling activity. Focused thought thinks itself outward into manifestation. This is the slowing of the vibratory rate of the extended thought to the lowest level at which it contains its purposeful intent. At that point, the manifested thought can no longer perceive its source. It is in a state of thinking awareness that now can perceive itself and its surrounding environment. In your vernacular, it can no longer clearly remember the nature of its source, so it has forgotten. Since it is projected thought, it must maintain its connection in order to remain in manifestation. Through this connection lies the potentiality of the fragment focusing on its own thought, processes purposely back to this connective energy flow, and then beginning to remember what it is, which again is thought thinking within and upon itself. Since the holographic projection is an extension process of the outward movement of thought, the natural inclination is to continue the outward movement through the use, in this scenario, of its sensory tools to think and observe. Indeed, we could go on for volumes of books to cover the beginning story of this planet and its history of its inhabitants, but that would take us far afield from the purpose of this message. The point is to help you realize that thought thinking within and upon itself is commonly experienced by you because it is exactly what you are. Through the choice you create diverse experiences, through thinking and choosing. Each experiences commonly shared situations differently. This is the natural flow of creation within itself. This sounds idealistic when the current situation surrounding you is considered. When multiple human beings, the extension of thought from higher dimensions, focus, experience interactions, combined thought patterns evolve. These thought patterns in movement are something like your breathing process. They expand to a certain point, and then they relax and contract by returning first to a restive state. Involved within this process, you experience positive and negative polarities, or so you have named them. It is a slow spiraling process, just as your breathing process was intended to assist you in the slow spiraling process. If these are the parameters of experience, then you can begin to perceive that the contraction-relaxation phase of the process in this moment of planetary experience is not a normal one. It is very distorted indeed. Your intended freedom of thought choice process have been violated. It is layers of thought distortion experiencing contraction that has bypassed the resting point. that normally allows for the return to the expansive mode. Hopefully, you can now overlay this understanding upon the planetary experience. If so, you see that in order for the distorted plan to accomplish their moments of beginning, following use of planned chaos, which is to be their field of opportunity to cause a change of polarity, they must allow the restive point to be reached. Their idea is to attain this by overwhelming the greater part of the conscious awareness of this planet through a majority of its inhabitants. This is attained with the ending, or shifting of a major creative cycle in this galaxy. There exists within their timing and their mythology their greatest weakness. For the contraction of the awareness beyond the universal norm, when placed in momentary rest point, sets up the opportunity for a reactive expansion of major proportions. Carefully placed triggers within the same contracted awareness can ensure this expansion. Welcome to the winning side. Focus and manifest. Indeed.